Here's how the Talmud explains our verse. The rabbis say his name is the leper, and those of the house of the rabbi say the sick one, as it is said, surely our sicknesses he himself bore and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. So the Talmud says, yeah, that's about the Messiah. That's the suffering of Messiah. He's carrying our sicknesses. Here's a midrash called Pesikta. The Holy One brought forth the soul of Messiah and said to him, are you willing to be created and to redeem my sons after 6,000 years? He replied, I am. God replied, if so, you must take upon yourselves chastisements in order to wipe away their iniquity. As it is written, surely our sicknesses he himself bore. The Messiah answered, I will take them upon me gladly. So there's the old interpretation. Pesikta is really old stuff. And then in the mystical tradition, let's read these three quotes from the Zohar. First of all, Messiah enters and summons every sickness, every pain, every chastisement of Israel. They all come and rest upon him. And were it not that he had thus lightened them off of Israel and taken them upon himself, there would have been no man able to bear Israel's chastisements for transgressions of the Torah. That is what is written in Isaiah 53, surely our sicknesses he bore. Next one says, when the Holy One desires to give healing to the world, he smites one righteous man from among them, and for his sake heals all the rest. Where do we learn this? From the saying, surely our sicknesses he himself bore. And here's a very similar one. At the time when the Holy One desires to atone for the sins of the world, like a physician who to save other limbs bleeds the arm. So this is referring to the old medical technique of drawing blood, of bleeding. Yeah. Like a physician to save the other limbs, he smites their arm and heals the whole person. As is written, he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. So according to this one, according to this last one, the idea is, it's like, it's like, a human being is a person is dying. They're dying, and maybe you have a situation where it's like you have to amputate the limb. You know, maybe there's gangrene. You have to amputate the limb to save the body. So he's saying we had to bring this chastisement on the Messiah in order for the good of the nation. This is how Hashem saves Israel. How Hashem saves the Jewish people is through this affliction that's going to come on the Messiah. This is what the Zohar teaches. Now the Zohar, again, Zohar, not believers. You know who wrote the Zohar? Shimon Bar Yochai. You know when Shimon Bar Yochai's birthday is? It's on the day he died. Do you know when the day he died is? Lag BaOmer. Do you know when Lag BaOmer is? Lag BaOmer is on Troy Mitchell's CD release party day. You know when that is? 33rd day of the Omer, exactly. I don't know what the date is, though. 17th? Saturday night. May 17th. Yep.
So he completed all his years.
Yes. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a big tzaddik. All right. Okay, so that's we haven't even gotten to the New Testament yet. You know, this is like not just Isaiah in the New Testament, but this is the New Testament in the sages, right? But so here's the New Testament passage on that verse. This is in the Gospels where it's talking about that Havdalah hour healing. You know, the first big healing episode where the story, the master is in Capernaum, and he goes to the synagogue and there's a man there who has an evil spirit. He exorcises the evil spirit right in the middle. This is the most exciting thing that ever happened in Capernaum. And so then Peter says, hey, you know, why don't you come home for, want to come over for third meal? And so he does, and he gets there, but Peter's mother-in-law is sick. And so he heals her so that she can get up and make the food. And that's what it says. and so then that night after sunset, He says, at, you know, which is like Motzei Shabbat now, it's you know, it's after Havdalah, they bring, people start showing up at Peter's house from all over the village. People are coming with the sick and all sorts of afflictions. And then we get this verse, because he's healing them all right there. And so we get this verse. He healed all who were ill. This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. And that's our quotation. All right. So you see, what this indicates is the apostles looked at this verse and they saw, we're not just talking about the suffering of Messiah, but this is also laying out the paradigm for his healing ministry, why he was such a healer. And in fact, it wasn't just that he was able to heal because he was taking the afflictions upon himself. That's how they apparently read it. All right. It also said in that verse, in the next verse, but he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities, and the chastening of our well-being fell upon him. And by his scourging, we are healed. All right. So, pierced through for our transgressions. Midrash Rabbah says this refers to Messiah's sufferings. I like that. It's kind of like straight up and right in your face. That's Ruth Rabbah. This refers to Messiah's sufferings. That no longer extant version of Genesis Rabbah that I was telling you about says, this is the King Messiah, who belonged to the generation of the wicked, but rejected them and chose the Holy One and his holy name to serve him with all his heart. And he applied himself to seek for mercy for Israel and to fast and humble himself on their behalf. As it is said, he was pierced through for our transgressions, and so forth. And when Israel is sinful, the Messiah seeks for mercy upon them. As it is written, by his scourging we are healed. And he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for transgressors. Also, no longer extant. And here's one from Yalkut Shimoni. Rabbi Huna said, on the authority of Rabbi Acha, the chastisements that come upon Israel are divided into three parts. So the punishments that God has to carry out on the nation are divided in three parts. One part goes to David and the fathers. So David and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. One for our own generation, and one for King Messiah, as said, he was pierced through for our transgressions. It also says, the chastening of our well-being fell upon him. This is musar, you know, the discipline. So the musar of our well-being fell upon him. And then it says, and by his scourging we are healed.
Is musar sometimes spelled with two S's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so what does it mean the musar was upon him? Ramban explains, the stripes by which the Messiah is vexed and distressed will heal us. God will pardon us for his righteousness. And we shall be healed both from our own transgressions and from the iniquities of our fathers. Psh, nailed it again. Beautiful. Here's how Peter explained it. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you are healed. Sounds just like what Ramban said. Really, it does. Here's a very interesting thing. This was, I first encountered this in an article from that was written by my boss's wife, Tikva, Amber. Years and years and years ago, she wrote about this, that in, you're reading it this in Hebrew, I come across this unusual word for you know, stripes, by his stripes we're healed, or by his chest, his wounds we're healed. It's the very unusual Hebrew word chabura. Chabura. All right? And it means welts. Like the Talmud explains that a chabura is a welt that is like a, it's like bleeding under the skin from a blow. We saw this actually when we began the Isaiah class, first chapter of Isaiah, and it described the nation. Do you remember that? passage? We'll have to go look at that. Really quick. I told you to remember this. I told you to pay attention to this. Listen, this is the chastisement that's coming on the nation. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 5. Where will you be stricken again as you continue in your rebellion? Your whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is nothing sound in it. Only bruises, welts, and raw wounds, not pressed out or bandaged nor softened with oil. So this is, those two verses in Isaiah 1 are the necessary prologue to understand what's going on in Isaiah 52 and 53. These are the wounds, the chastisements coming upon the nation. And now we see that these chastisements, which Isaiah laid on the nation, are being laid on Messiah. That's the other place we find the word Chaburah in Isaiah. You see the welts there? Only bruises, welts, and raw wounds. All right, so that's not what Amber pointed out. Here's what she pointed out. That when you're reading it in Hebrew, it looks like the word Chaburah. I mean, it looks identical to the word Chaburah, which means something totally different. Chaburah means fellowship. Like, we're a little Chaburah sitting here around the table. A little, we're the Isaiah class Chaburah, you know? Chevra Kadisha, same word. The holy fellowship, holy society. And so what Amber pointed out was that when we read this in Philippians 3:10, that I want to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death. Paul is actually reading, he's pulling that out of Isaiah 53 to say the chaburah of his sufferings. He's making a word play there on the double meaning of this Hebrew word. Chaburah, welt, and chaburah, fellowship. The fellowship of his sufferings. I thought that was really brilliant. Here's how Rabbi Ibn Crispin explained it. He said, although the Messiah is in the utmost distress from pain and sickness, yet by union and nearness to him, we are healed from all the diseases to which our afflictions give rise. Okay, verse 6. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Ibn Crispin says, like sheep which have no shepherd and which wander hither and thither on the plain, so we were wandering in our own works and ways. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each has turned his own way. The Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. Rabbi Moshe Alshik says, see now the mercy of God. After we had individually gone astray, each one of us went astray by ourselves, you know. He might have been expected to punish us individually. We should each suffer for our own individual sins. Forget about the sins of the nation. I mean, the sins of the nation are one thing. But what about my sin that I did all by myself? We should each be punished for our own sins. Yet the Lord did not look to this. Instead, he counted us all, the whole nation, as one man, reckoning up the iniquity of all of us together and causing it to light upon this just one, this tzaddik, who was accordingly sufficient to bear the whole of it.
That?
Rabbi Moshe Alshik. Torah Moshe. This is the name of his commentary on the Torah.